Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
We all like to think of ourselves as being mature, but how do you measure spiritual maturity? We'll find out today. I don't know exactly how it's going to work on Judgment Day, but the Bible says that we are going to be evaluated on Judgment Day and have to give an account for every word that has come out of our mouths. Even the ones that are just spoken in casual, relaxed settings, we didn't even really think about it, or didn't really mean it that much. Every word. And that examination will be the basis for where we spend eternity. Matthew 12:37, for by your words you will be acquitted and by your words you will be condemned. Your words will reveal what's in your heart, whether or not there's faith. So very few topics would be more important for us to study than this one that we come across now in our, as we're working through the book of James in James chapter 3, this topic of the tongue. Now, just to remind you where we are in the book of James, give you a little context. Does anybody remember the three marks of true religion that he gave in chapter 1? If you just turn, you already opened chapter 3, just turn back a page and look at the end of chapter 1, James 1, verses 26 and 27. And you'll see them there. One of the main purposes of the book of James is to teach us the difference between true religion that can save and false religion that cannot. James is writing to people who they understood salvation is by comes through faith in Christ. They understood that. But a lot of them were confused as to what true faith really is. And so James writes a whole book describing observations that you can make about your own life that will help you discern whether your faith is real, true, saving faith or not. And he gives us a concise summary of what to look for in this closing chapter, closing paragraph in chapter one. And the first of the three markers to look for in your life is a controlled tongue, a bridled tongue. Look at verse 26, James 1:26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a bridle on his tongue, he deceives himself. His religion is worthless. So number one is a bridled tongue. The other two are showing love to the needy and keeping yourself away from the world, not becoming polluted or defiled by the world. That's in verse 27. So how do you know your faith is real? True faith results in purity from the world, love for the needy, and a controlled tongue. Now, in chapter 2, James expands on that love for the needy one. And in chapter 4, James expands on that keep yourself from being polluted by the world one. But here in chapter 3, he expands on the bridling the tongue. So really that paragraph in James 1, 26 and 27 becomes an outline for the body of the book. Now, he starts by warning us in chapter 3 about being too cavalier about becoming a Bible teacher. We saw that last week, verse 1. Not many of you should be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So the consequences for sin are more severe for a Bible teacher than for everyone else, which is scary because Bible teachers talk a lot, which means they have more occasion to sin. It's so much easier to sin with your mouth than any other way. And Bible teachers have to use their mouth a lot. So verse 2, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone's never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man. Which means we're all stumbling in that area. Now, let me just give you a little caution here. Don't get confused about that word perfect. Don't misunderstand that. Sometimes we see that word in Scripture and we're just inclined to throw up our hands immediately and say, well, nobody's perfect. That's completely out of reach. There's no way I can attain that. And we think of being perfect as like jumping over the moon or something. It's so far out of range of possibility. It's not even worth trying. It's silly to even attempt. That's not what this word perfect means. And it's not the feeling that we're supposed to get from it. That word translated perfect is the same word for maturity. It's just a regular Greek word for maturity. It's the same word we saw back in chapter 1 and verse 4. Look up at verse 4 of chapter 1. Where he says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may become mature and complete, not lacking anything. That word mature is this same Greek word translated perfect here in chapter 3. So the point isn't that, oh, the controlling the tongue is absolutely impossible. Why even try? it's unattainable. That's not the point. The point is, the greater your spiritual maturity, the more you're going to be able to bridle your tongue. And the more success you have in bridling your tongue, the more self-control you're going to have in every area of your spiritual life. Now, are you ever going to reach a level of maturity such that you never stumble in your speech? No, that's never going to happen in this life, obviously, because James includes himself in the group that we all stumble in many ways. He says we, so even James stumbles in many ways. So you'll never get perfection, but clearly James wants us to continue to make progress in our maturity of our speech, in this area of controlling the tongue. Obviously, he wants us to make progress. Otherwise, why would he write chapter 3? Right? It's there for a reason. The progress that we make in gaining more and more self-control over our speech is a mark of true religion. And so if we're not making progress in our speech, that's a mark of false religion. So in verse 2, he says, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. Literally, that says in the Greek, able to bridle his whole body. Able to bridle his whole body. The word bridle refers to the headgear that they put on a horse to make it so you can control the bit, so you can control the horse. So to bridle something means to bring it under control. To bring it under control. And so he says, if you can bridle your tongue, you can bridle your whole life. You can get it under control. And please notice, the word here is bridle, not muzzle. That's significant. Because the solution to our speech problem is not just silence. You know, when your mom said, if you can't think of anything good to say, don't say anything at all. That's not really the final solution. In Psalm 39:1, it says, I said, I will keep watch over my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I'll put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. So you can't do that. You can't just muzzle yourself and just not speak, because you need to speak good things. When God sanctifies us and he brings us to maturity and he conforms us more to the image of his son, he doesn't accomplish that by removing your voice box. You don't find that the godlier you get, the more you lose your voice. He doesn't take away our speech. He sanctifies it. Jesus wasn't silent. He spoke. The mark of spiritual maturity is not quietness, but control. On a scale from 1 to 10 of spiritual maturity, where do you think your maturity level would fall? Very few people think of themselves as being immature. We all think we're mature, but thinking you're more mature than you are is actually one of the marks of immaturity. Our mouths get us into trouble over and over and over, but we still want to say, that's not because of a maturity issue. I'm mature. It's just that, and we come up with excuses to keep from having to admit to being spiritually immature. But if you judge from your speech alone, nothing else, what maturity level would you say you're at? Answering that question honestly is step one in growing to real maturity. Talk to God for a minute about what the next steps might be for you in your pursuit of greater spiritual maturity.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.